Sam, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you d today?
I'm great.
Yeah, I guess my first question is, were you expecting to be murdered that night, and why do you think they went for you?
As the game went on, the less and less players were left. I felt like it was the right moment to come out and start, speaking and being more vocal and bring in legitimate factors and facts to the game. And I knew with that comes danger. And at the time, I didn't think it was going to be 100% murder, but putting myself out there was definitely a choice that I made that came with consequences, and the consequences were death. So it was expected, but also I didn't mind. I didn't really care too much about, not wanting to get murdered. I really wanted to contribute to, the game and then everybody that was left.
Well, you got a lot of praise because the whole thing of like, well, what was Alan wearing? Like, was super smart. I'm curious, did Carolyn do a good job, or did you have any suspicion on her based on her answer, or did she do a good job covering that?
She did not do a good job, going into that breakfast. I remember we had a lot of confidence because me and Ivar were super excited because of the mission. It was a super fun mission, even though it was, the showers were long and we had to get all the bugs out of our hairs and everywhere. But at the same time, it was a boost of confidence. Now we're going into this, and that was the night that we got Rob out. So there was a lot of confidence going into it. But then when we bring up something that requires facts and somebody's not able to answer it, they're either a traitor or not. What makes me want to go back to the game is that everybody's so quiet throughout the castle the whole time up onto the round table, and they kind of, tiptoe around things, and they go up to each other and they kind of whisper, which is really weird. Why couldn't we just say, wait a minute, you can't remember, so therefore you're tr the things that we do at the round table, why couldn't it start at breakfast and say, you're a traitor, start defending yourself throughout the whole game? Why do we need to go whisper it like we're talking behind everybody's back? Why not just, it's just a game. So I felt like we should have done that and everybody should have stuck to it. But we know, if you watch the show, who ruined that moment. And we were just trying to get her to speak, and all of a sudden somebody, give her the answer. So what's the point of pursuing that?
Yeah, I want to know, what were your reactions when you did find out that Carolyn and Danielle were the traitors?
I think there's a extended episode coming out that I talked with Carolyn because I was the last murder and she was the last banishment. I was surprised with Carolyn and Danielle. She was just such a bad actress. In acting, I think the best way to act is when people are trying to cry or they're not, they don't, it's a vulnerable moment. You kind of want to hide it. You kind of want to stop it for a little bit versus, unless you're a baby or you want somebody to see you crying, you want a reaction. She was kind of giving that, she wanted reaction out of her tears. So just from being in the castle and seeing her shake and cry, it was just, I couldn't take it seriously. So I knew she was either a traitor or she just didn't know how to be on TV. But she's an experienced, she was on Big Brother, so I just assumed it was traitor. Like, it's just the timing wasn't right, and I think the only time that we actually got a traitor in the round table by facts, by the Faithfuls, driven the ideas driven by the Faithfuls, were Boston Rob and not anybody else. Even last night's episode, a traitor voted a traitor out. No, the Faithfuls were not really pointing fingers or pointing facts. So I think the only time that it happened was with Boston Rob.
Okay, that's fair. Who were your allies in there? Like, did you have someone that you completely trusted or not really?
I trusted everyone, to be honest with
Everyone?
you. I went into it just playing a game, and of course, you don't know who the traitors are, so you have to have suspicions of everybody. But I had allies in Ivar, obviously. I think he was a strong faithful. Dylan. I had, you know, I could use anybody's help, even Tom sometimes, if at all he made any sense, which was almost never. He could have been an ally. So, you know, even some traders sometimes, I think Dylan had trader allies that he didn't know, or I had it because Boston Rob, now that I watch it and they're talking about it, they're like, oh, this guy's kind of stupid and let's keep him around. I was like, yes, that worked. So I think keeping your allies around and just really trying to figure, that's why people were whispering up onto the round table. I get that, but you know, if you got a shield, if you already know it's going towards that, you can sort of play around the fact that you can call someone out throughout the day without whispering and have them get the ball rolling from breakfast.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. People don't sort of capitalize on the small time you guys get to talk.
Yeah.
You mentioned, people thought or said you were stupid or whatever. Did you, when you said yes to this show, were you like, okay, there's gonna be people with preconceived notions about me, but like, I don't care. I'm just gonna go in and be myself. Like, talk to me about actually doing this show, because this is sort of outside your realm, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the reality space, unscripted. I've never done anything unscripted, and I figured it was a good moment. I mean, looking at the traders, they have great edits. It sort of looks like a TV series, with it being in Scotland, the way people dress, the way Alan dresses, just the whole theme of it was really cool, and I felt like it was a great moment with the show being, not like other gossipy reality things. It was just a good moment for me to be a part of it. And I figured I'd just go in it and have fun and be myself. And that's what I did.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you content with your game and how you played?
I didn't play a game. I just wanted to sort of join and have a good time and see how it goes. I didn't really want to strategize and play a game and come in there and try to win it all. I mean, I'm a competitive person, but I just wanted to really have a good time. So that happened, and I think the best strategy was that, when you
Hmm.
go to something without any judgment whatsoever. I mean, I didn't know anybody. I only knew Nikki, and so everybody else was just, let me judge them from how they are acting in the castle, and the way I judged them was definitely right. I mean, Danielle, obviously, traitor. Rob, traitor. Bob, drag queen. I knew those judgments were paying off because I only judged them based on their time in the castle. And there were some faithfuls that I also judged being bad faithfuls. Someone that's being rogue and throwing in ideas and kind of, it's not country. It's like Dolores said one time, a bad faithful is worse than a traitor, which is so true.
Yeah, that's a good
You
point.
can throw everybody around. You can get other people murdered for no reason. You can have amazing ideas. Some say that, I don't think in the traitors they've actually had legitimate factors. We have facts from last night's murder. Carolyn say exactly what Alan was wearing. If you didn't see him, you're a traitor. And she goes, and then somebody feeds them the answer. That's a bad faithful. So that's what. So with if you have a traitor nailed, they can ruin it as well.
Yeah, I know you're not like the biggest Tom Sandoval fan. I think a lot of people feel that way. What did you think last night when he was sort of throwing his name out, like, I'm the leader and I'm doing this?
I think it's really funny because I being in a I'm not. I'm not judging him. A lot of people, when we got there, everybody was like, whoa, like this guy. And
Yeah.
so he dressed a little bit different. He was acting a little bit different. But I didn't really judge him. I think if somebody's made a mistake in their life, they have to, man up to it and kind of do themselves a favor and try to change the perception. I don't think he really changed perception in the show. I think he made great TV. He was a great cast, super funny, terrible singer, needs to wear a deodorant. But other than that, I kind of felt bad. I give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he might be a good person. I just don't think somebody, when somebody makes a mistake at some point of their in their life, they should own up to it. But you know, it's kind of with Boston Rob and how I'm sorry, he was murdered at the round table. He did the same thing. He brought up, he said, you know, he was the one that got him out, but it's a team. It was a team effort. And to be honest with you, I think, you know, with Derek contributing to it, with everybody, with Dylan, and there was a lot of, it's very hard for me to say me because I did contribute to it, but I struggle to say even me. So I don't know how he can just bring up his name so many times.
Sam, I know you got to go real quick. Would you come back for All Stars?
Yes. What's that? One
Would
second.
you call would you come back for All Stars?
I mean, if I'm a, I don't, I don't, I think Tom's at the door. My dog's barking.
Enough credit for your humor, Sam.
For All Star, I don't consider myself All Star. I mean, I made it to last nine. I think there are other people on there, but yeah, definitely. Why not? I do want to see Scotland one more time. Hopefully, it's sunny when I get there.
All right. Well, Sam, thank you so much for chatting with me. It was really fun watching you this season. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.